This podcast replay is brought to you by HialeahParkCasino.com. From the loosest slots in the state to one of the most comfortable poker rooms in South Florida, enjoy their smoke-free casino at HialeahParkCasino.com.
Roddy! Yes, sir! Part two of today's performance as we are at Hialeah Park, as promised. We got Chad driving the program. Sean is also out here at Hialeah Park. And, of course, we thank always the Brunetti family and Steve Calabro and Frank Fiore and all the great people. Wow, they make it nice and easy for us to broadcast here all the time. Appreciate it. So tomorrow, we normally are here, 3 to 6. So today, we're doing 3 to 6 here. And tomorrow, we're going to actually do the morning show, not the afternoon show. I know it's a little confusing at times, but I got to adjust the schedule again. Priorities, Thursday night, I need to be in Tampa for Iron Maiden. So it's very important that I'm in Tampa. I mean, I got to do it. It's just, it's the law. You know, in my world, it's the law. Iron Maiden comes to the state of Florida. I flock to wherever they go. Although I'm still depressed. Although, listen, I wish Joshua Kiszka the best, and I hope the singer recovers, because we should have seen. I should be talking right now about the Greta Van Fleet concert last night at the Hard Rock. That's really what I should be talking about. But unfortunately, that one got postponed, and at least they'll reschedule that one, which is good. They're also going to reschedule the Tampa one for our Tampa friends. And now I win. I hope, because I hope when they reschedule both Fort Lauderdale and Tampa, I can also go to the Tampa one, because I wasn't able to go because of conflicts. I wasn't going to be able to enjoy the Tampa concert. But maybe, just maybe, those conflicts won't be in the way the next time they reschedule. So, you know, there's a little silver lining to all of that. But looking forward to the Iron Maiden concert. If you are going to see Iron Maiden in Tampa tomorrow, hey, man, follow me on Twitter and DM me at Big O Show, and would love to meet you. Have a cold one. Up the irons. As us Maiden maniacs would say. There you go. How about Jay? He says, pardon me. Hello to Chad as well. Yeah, baby. Chad is a part of the family, man. That's the trifecta here that runs the shows. By the way, good job yesterday by Mike McCoy and Randall Hill. If you did not catch it yesterday, last night Randall Hill was like on fire. On fire with Mike McCoy for about 40 minutes. the Miami Hurricanes watch is normally an hour show, and it went like an hour and a half yesterday. I was proud of Mike. I was like, there's a little bit of me there in that young man right there. Yep. He's extending a show longer than it's supposed to be, talking more than he's supposed to. I have that disease. And so it's nice to see if Mike also has the disease. So, no, but it was good. And it's a great hour for, or 90 minutes yesterday for Hurricanes fans. And look, I know it's not an easy time for Hurricanes fans. I get that, but we've got to be patient. And I believe you've got the right guy in place to set the character, get the right type of kids in there. Not just 4- and 5-star athletes, 4- and 5-star human beings. And I think that's the hey, listen, any of us that just exist nowadays and we run into the younger generation, it's wired a little differently. Okay, so it's a challenge. If you've been around youngins nowadays, it's a challenge. It's hard to find youngins that have old school hearts, put it that way. That's all I got to say. I'll leave it at that. The rest of you, we'll finish the rush, because you've experienced it on your own some way or another. I know that for sure. So good day today, crypto. I got Bitcoin over 21,000. I like that. Jay says Randall Hill was a total thrill yesterday. He was. He was really, really good. And I thought our Gridiron Roundtable was a terrific show last night, talking Canes, Gators, and Seminoles and going around the state. That's a good one there. And as I said in the morning, I think down the line we got to add UCF to the mix. I think it would only make sense. I think they've done enough to kind of be there, and they've got enough of a fan base. That's something that maybe I should look into, you know, down the line. So that'll be fun. Big O, I struck out on the curveball this morning. I caught the recording when it posted, though. Yeah, that was my fault. I did that on purpose. I didn't mention that I wasn't going to move Rappaport and Verderam to the afternoon because I had to do this. And I said, you know what, man? I'm at home. I'm preparing anyways. Studio's there. I can do the hour and a half in my sleep. And, you know, we had things to talk about, Dolphins and stuff. So, you know, I got a lot of stuff off my chest. So it was good to kind of get the ball rolling and give you guys an hour and a half of content there, kind of put it off till this afternoon. And, you know, I tweeted this out. If you don't follow me on Twitter, you'll miss out sometimes on news, breaking news. Like yesterday, we broke the story of the Dolphins moving radio stations and leaving that broke outfit from Odyssey and moving over to iHeart, and you know, things like that, or things that we're going to do, or, you know, comments or nuggets or things like that. Like this morning, just tweeted out, just, you know, because there's that faction that we deal with when it comes to Tua, right? That group of Tua, I don't know if they're haters or disbelievers or trolls or whatever adjective you want to describe the folks that aren't necessarily in Tua's corner or whatever it is, okay? And the second something rears its ugly head, oh, that's it, you know, you got to jump ship, you got to go get another quarterback, he's not the guy, you know. And this week, obviously, off 24 days, he wasn't sharp. So you have, you know, all of that going on. But they still won the game, okay? And I believe Tua's 10-2 in his last 12 games, I believe. So I just wanted to kind of throw this out there because, you know, maybe not a lot of people have it. And we put out the tweet. Did you know, by the way, that in the NFL – there's only two quarterbacks who are undefeated in games they started and finished. Yeah. Yeah, Jalen Hurts, obviously. He's 6-0. And Tua, he's 4-0. Games he starts and finishes, 4-0. So, I mean, I just want to throw that out there. So, you know, when you look at starting quarterbacks all around the league, most of them have losses. A loss, losses, whatever. Tua has zero. Zero. So, you know, you're, what is it? No, I think he's 11-2 now with a win. That's right, because they finished 7-2, right? Was it down the stretch or something like that? So yeah, something like that. So yeah, I think it was, maybe they were 11-2, I think, in the last stretch, because they lost at the back end, right? They won 7 and then lost 2. So, he might be 11-2 in his last 13 games or something like that. Something stupid. I'm just saying, you know, it's about getting it done. It's about winning. It's about people elevating their games around you. It's about you elevating them, you know, in key moments. And he's proven to do that. And he wasn't sharp this week. Of course not. He didn't win the game. I get it. You know, it was a team win. Defense hung in there with all those damn injuries and limited him to 10 points. Offense started off well, but then teetered off completely. Coach didn't have a great game. Himself calling plays. It wasn't a pretty contest, but they won. And under Tua, they seem to win a lot. So, you know, relax. Take it easy, man. Take it easy. things will be all right. Like, as I've said before, all the Dolphins need to do is get healthy. Last year, I told you the Dolphins just need to get a coach, an offensive coach that can really know, that knows offense, fix the offensive line in the running game, and give Tua some weapons, and you'll be fine. And they haven't fixed the offensive line yet, but it is better. They haven't fixed the running game yet. It's, I don't know, maybe slightly better. But you have fixed the weapons, and you're undefeated with Tua starting and finishing. So things are looking much better throughout all this ugliness. And then you've got Detroit this week, a very winnable game, which then starts to put you at 5-3 now. And you start to, you know, now the record starts to look a lot better. And you get over that. And if you could get a couple of these wins now and you're 6-3 and 7-3, I think you start to put that in the rearview mirror. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully they make a move or two. They don't have a lot of trade capital, but they do have players that they could trade. You know? So we shall see. But 4-0, man. So Richard says 12-1 in the last 30. Is that what it is? 12-1? It's something stupid. It's just something ridiculous. You know? It's like all they do is win with that guy. You know? I just love it, man. Juan lost to the Bills and then beat the Pats to finish the season. Yeah. Oh, sorry, lost to Titans. Yeah, I thought it was two wins, so two losses. So whatever, man. It doesn't matter. It's an ass-kicking record that he has since last year. Just relax. Relax. Take it easy. Everything will be fine. Everything's better, at least. Okay? That's what you really got to look at. That everything is better. And that's the part that we cannot disagree with. Things are better than they have been in the past. So let's, you know, it wasn't a slow start. It was a fast start on a very difficult stretch. Then you came through all the injuries that have obviously taken their toll. Now, hopefully, you can start to get healthier. Am I concerned about Brandon? Yeah, man. I mean, today the coach said that Brandon is out for the season, which was not shattering news or anything. You know, whatever, he's done. That's the part that's one injury that I'm obviously, if you lose Tua for the season, the season's over. But losing Brandon, that's huge, dude. Eric Rowe cannot do his job. He can try. God bless him. But he's not going to be as effective against a run, as a rusher, as a pass rusher. Then he might have the same kind of success or slightly better success than Brandon in coverage. And even saying that, let me tell you something. Just get ready. If Rowe's going to play a lot now, he will be inconsistent at times and he will make some mistakes. Okay? So be prepared for that. Brandon Jones, that's been a hell of a find for the Dolphins. I really like that kid. I'm shattered that he suffered that knee injury. That sucks. I was a big Brandon Jones supporter and fan of the kid. I thought he was growing. He was growing as a coverage guy. You loved him as a thumper because he's got guts. That kid will get his nose dirty. He'll help you on the run game. He's a terrific pass rusher. And the one thing he needed to get better at was in coverage, and he was showing that he was getting better this year in coverage in a couple of examples, and that was really, really cool for Brandon Jones. Young guy. You got to give some of these young guys some time, man. You know? But now you lose him, and that one's rough. That one's rough. I don't know if they can trade for a guy. And I know fans, you have to remember that the owner cost them two draft picks already. Now, eventually, you either trade Gesicki or at the end of the year, he signs a free agent contract somewhere and you get a compensatory pick the following year. So you're going to get some compensation from him. Cedric Wilson has not done enough because he's got people in front of him. He doesn't play. And so now you know, the value may not be there as much. But since you paid the signing bonus, hopefully the salary may not be a deterrent for somebody. But you don't have a lot of things to trade. And you don't have a ton of picks to go out and trade for. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be very careful in how you do this. You almost got to try to find a spot where the player is disgruntled and the team is dying to kind of get rid of them because maybe they're tied to some kind of salary or something along those lines. You got to find kind of the perfect storm in a way, because if you're going to make, let me rephrase that. You got to find the perfect storm if you want to make multiple moves. I think you have the compensation. You can do it for one trade. But if you're going to make two trades, I think Cedric Wilson or Mike Gesicki have to be involved in those trades. That's my point. Okay? So I don't know how they're going to play it, because I'm sure eventually they'll get Tanner Connor in there and they want to get him more involved. And I know he hasn't looked good so far. But again, he's really young and making a position switch. But he brings some speed to the table that is pretty special at that position, if he can actually put it together. And they must like him because they hang on to him. They're hanging on to him like they did with Trill Williams, like they did with Nick Needham. You know, that when they like a young guy, they will stick with them and they will try to develop him. So we'll find out. Big O, I just saw the locker room footage of the win against the Steelers. Steven Ross just looked like a tree standing there. All the players looked so uncomfortable hugging him. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? He pays the checks, bro. You know. It is what it is. People out here acting like Tua didn't win the Ravens and the Bills. I know, right, Knight? After all the shit people talk. Oh, yeah, no. So the Dolphins got to prove it against the Bills. Oh, yeah, and Tua can't beat the Bills. You know. What are you going to do, man? It's just one of those things. Not only did he beat the Ravens, they fell behind by 21 points. That just adds to it. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny because I'm the one that points it out, of course. But you watch Lamar Jackson down the stretch of games when he falls behind and they need a quarterback to bail him out, and he fails more often than not because he's a front-running quarterback. If he doesn't have the lead, if the running game isn't dominating, all those things, Lamar Jackson does not win. If Lamar Jackson is facing another potent offense or a better quarterback that is putting points on the board and his defense can't stop it and he's got to go match it, sorry, he'll match it with his legs, but he's not going to match it with this because he doesn't have it. Eventually, people, you know, they're starting to see that this year now, and they'll come around. It's kind of like the Justin Herbert thing that I've been talking about for a long, long time. And, you know, it's like from hell, what was it? Even to from last year, Shad probably asked me last year, would you still take, you know, two over Herbert? I'm saying, yeah. And I look like a weirdo, right? Now I don't look so much like a weirdo because they're all catching up now. And they're kind of looking at Justin going, yeah, no, dude, phenomenal talent, but where's his substance? Substance. Yeah, I know he's got a beautiful arm. Yeah, I know he runs like a deer. Substance. Where is it? And they're trying to find it. And with Tua, he just gives you more and more substance. And somehow or another, they just keep putting another wall in front of him and another wall in front of him and another narrative in front of him. And then he just crushes one narrative after another, after another, after another. Today I was watching the Tua press conference on the chat board, and I put, you know, the Tua hate is just ridiculous. Even on the chat board. So you're watching a Tua press conference that the Dolphins are putting out, and you're slamming Tua. So you're just a troll. I don't think there's a bigger loser in the world than a dude that is on a chat board of a team watching a player doing a press conference, and you're slamming the player. Why are you watching in the first place? Like, your life has got, you have got to be like one of the biggest losers in the world, that you don't have anything better to do than, hey, you know, let me just go on this Pat Mahomes press conference and rip Pat Mahomes because he sounds like Donald Duck. Let me, you know, let me go on the Tom Brady press conference by the Bucks and just talk about how Giselle is crap and Tom Brady's an idiot and whatever. You know, it's like, okay, so you don't like the guy, so why are you watching? You don't have anything better to do. Yesterday, I had a little fun because I went voting. And I voted. I went early voting, which is, God, nobody was there. It's so awesome. Instead of going on the day, which is craziness, lines, and idiots and all that stuff. And so I put out a poll. Who'd you think I voted, you know, for DeSantis or Crist? And apparently I spelled Crist wrong, right? I think I put an H and there's no H, right? And some guy was all hot and bothered. You know? I'm like, dude, really? I'm like, who cares? Just what? I made a typo. I can't correct it. Twitter doesn't allow you. Hopefully Elon Musk, now that he's going to own it, he said he was going to add an edit button, which is great because LinkedIn and Facebook have it. And I love that I can go back in and correct, because I do it all the damn time, bro. All the time. I forget a letter here. I misplaced one or whatever. It's just, I'm a human being. I'm just going to screw up. So the guy's all been out of shape. I go, dude, you either need to get a life or get laid. You know, whatever, bro. Well, I think if you're going to run a poll, you should have the spelling proper and all. And I'm like, who cares, man? Just vote, bro, if you want. If you don't, then go get a life. Go get laid. You know, there's a lot of you out there. You really need to get laid. Seriously. There's a lot of you out there. You've got way too much time on your hands. Way too much time on your hands. Seriously. Get laid. It's a better life when you're laid. I'm just telling you. That's how you live on the edge. That's it. When you have that edge is when you constantly get laid. And by the way, if you want to, you know, get laid a lot and you want to have the greatest energy drink on the planet, go to myedgedrink.com. Use our code Big O. You will get 10% off. You're living on the edge. You give her the big, oh, you know, that's what it's all about. So myedgedrink.com. And by the way, on Saturday, when we're doing our pre and post game shows out at Walk-Ons in Kendall, we're going to have a free test tasting there for Edge Energy Drink. So come out. Come out. Meet the lovely Edge Energy girl. Take a picture with her. She's a knockout. So come on out, man. And, of course, we'll be giving away Perdomo prizes, cigar, lighter, cutter, and a hat. We'll be giving out Caneswear gift cards. So all kinds of prizes all throughout every quarter. We give out prizes. So come on out, have some great drinks, have some great food. Oh, by the way, a beer company will be out there serving some beer too. So a taste testing. So there you go. Come on out, baby. Join us. Brian Walters says, I was watching the replay of the Panthers game last night. I fell asleep last night before it finished. I wish they would score in the first two periods. Dude, I wish they would score in the power play. They're 0-6 last night for the power play. They can't score in the power play again. Again, they're one of the worst in the league at it. It's the weirdest thing, dude. And I know that, you know, the coach says Ekblad. Well, somebody tell Paul Maurice. I'm not sure if Coach Maurice, okay? I know that when you, like, go on QAM, you know, they're not going to actually be honest with you because they can't, you know, because they're tied to the teams. You know what I'm saying? But, Paul, this is great advice for you if you're going to be a coach, a head coach of the Florida Panthers. Aaron Ekblad, always injured. Always. So if you think your power play is going to be fixed permanently and you think that Aaron Ekblad is the panacea for your power play, no. No, that's not the panacea for your power play, buddy. No. And by the way, I think I remember Ekblad played down the stretch last season, and they still sucked at the power play. I know that, you know, Paul Maurice isn't going to hear that from anybody, you know, on the flagship. But, you know, I'll tell you, maybe somebody wants to forward this video to Paul Maurice. Paul, welcome aboard. We wish you the best, my brother. But please, if you're counting on Aaron Ekblad, come on, bro. That's like counting on, like, you think Biden knows what he's doing. You know, it's that kind of stuff, you know? Just say it. Whew. I love that one. Oh, no, we need Ekblad back. Yeah, for how long? You know he'll be out again, right? Guy's been stealing money here for the last couple of years now. Can't stay healthy. I feel bad for him, you know, but availability is a skill. And clearly, Aaron Ekblad does not possess the skill of being able to stay healthy. That's all I'm saying. Okay? So that's all I can tell you, Ming. By the way, Sports Grill. And Sports Grill has some great deals going on. You got Thursday Night Football tomorrow. Remember, when NFL and college football games are going on, they've got $1.50 Bud Light drafts and bottles. They've added new cocktails for $5 during NCAA and NFL games, the cherry lemonade and the tailgate tea. They've got the $12 pitchers. They've got the bone-in wings now, 15% off. So many reasons to enjoy Sports Grill now more than ever during NFL and NCAA games. And, of course, you know their famous sauces. You know their special grilled wings are out of this world. Well, their hot sauces are now available to take home. Buffalo sauce, Miami Heat, Blackberry, Barbecue, and the Dale. And the Kendall location on Monday has got the milkshakes, and they've got the rock and roll music playing all night long. Today is Wednesday. Kids eat free with the purchase of an adult entree. 7 great locations. An 8th one is coming in Doral. I think Carlos told me it might be in November. So we're all hoping, you know, chain supply stuff and all that. It's not their fault. It's just, it's tough doing anything nowadays to do anything on time and get everything on time. But I think they're hoping for November, an open date, maybe December. We'll see. Let's hope so, man. What else do we have going on? Big O, my siesta at work, brother. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Willie. Francisco Rivero says, Big O, what does your gut tell you? It's a big gut, too, by the way. Will Miami make a trade if you're playing GM, and who you're trading for? I think Miami will make a trade. I believe Miami will make a trade for a defensive back, a safety, and maybe Seattle might be the target. They've got a couple that they could unload. The problem is that they've actually won with Geno. And then Chicago would be number 2 with Robert Quinn to get a pass rusher. That would be the two that I would be looking at. Castaway Chris Fishing says, this year's the tune-up, next year's the title. Words of Big O. I know, but I was hoping this year would be the title. Last year, the tune-up. This year, the title. But all these injuries... You may be right, but I'm still holding out hope they turn this around and get everybody healthy, and we're in Arizona for the Super Bowl. So I'm going to hold out some hope here if they can get healthy. They can't do anything like this. They're too injured. You know, they're going to win some games and stuff, but if you want to go to the playoffs and make some noise, they need to get healthy, man. Big O is in the hizzy. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Is Hunter Long still on the team? Yeah. Yeah, last time I checked, he's still on the team. Dude, I forgot the other day Salvan Ahmed was still on the team. He's been such the forgotten man. It does that to you, you know? You tend to forget about some of these guys at times. I was like in a groove and I'm going, man, is he still in there? And I had kind of like a brain fart about that. Crazy stuff. 855-912-1056, by the way. If you want to get in on the Welt and Rayom text line, that's 855-912-1056. If you want to get in on the Welt and Rayom text line, you can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Follow us there as always. That's a 24-hour talk show. And of course, you can always send in a super chat there on YouTube. But, you know, Cash App or Venmo is always better because we get the entire donation there at Cash Big O Show. That is Cash Big O Show on Cash App or Twitter. And of course, we always appreciate Bitcoin donations on Cash App. That always gets me kind of excited when you send in a little Bitcoin, always. By the way, Bitcoin up, what, 21,000 right now? Let's see. Oh, just under 21,000 right there. Crazy. Crazy stuff. Love it. Let's see. Big O, is there a reason during the Dolphin post-game press conference they don't have a mic for the press when they ask questions? All we hear is the answer, not the question. Got to ask them, dude. Maybe they don't want to have somebody passing around the mic or something. They do that in the Heat. The Heat are really smart with that. They've got two people on each side. They've got the mic with the extended pole, so they can, if they need to go down the aisle a little bit, they can hand it off to somebody and all that. So that's really cool that the Heat does that. And I agree with you. It would be a lot better to do it that way, but what can I tell you, man? You know what I'm saying? Let's see. What else do we have here? Somebody sending me something about a promotion. Can't talk about that on the air. Hi, my name is Mike, and I'm coming down to Miami for my first game. Where's the best Dolphins bar? Oh, God. I mean, there's a lot of really good Dolphins bars in South Florida. I really couldn't put my finger on one of them. There's to me, it all depends. It's convenience, man. Where are you staying? That's what I would ask you. Because I would have a place for you, a couple in Palm Beach, a couple in Broward, a couple in Dade. You know what I mean? So it really depends on where you're staying. I'm not, if you're in Palm Beach, I'm not going to tell you to go down all the way down to Dade. And if you're in Dade, I'm not going to tell you to go, you know, up to Palm Beach. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So, you know, that hijinks would be fantastic to go see it. But that's in Boca. Boat Campers, right off of 595. Fantastic place. But that's in Davie. I don't know if you're staying there. Are you in Miami Lakes? Sports Grill. Can watch it there. You know what I mean? It all depends. Walk-ons in Kendall by my house. That's a fantastic bar. Ginormous. You know, there's all kinds of bars that you can go to. So I when you ask me that, you know, you down in the Grove? Go to the Loggerhead right there, Flanagan's. That's a classic bar. Cool bar to go watch a game. Tons of bars, man. American Social on Brickell. It's just there's so many to go to. There's lots of great bars, man. Quarter Decks, they have great bars too. Too many. So, you know, it's just one of those things that we're blessed. We have a lot of great bars to go to and enjoy the game. So it's up to you. You have to tell me where you're staying, and then maybe I can give you a couple selections right there. Marino had a restaurant in Sunset Place. You know, Marino's Town Tavern wasn't a bad place. I went to it, and I enjoyed it. It's a real shame that Marino's actually closed down. It really is. Actually sucks that it closed down. Oh, do you remember when Marino had that restaurant in Fort Lauderdale? Yeah, Marino's Town Tavern. He had three of them, right? I believe that one, the one in Bakery Center. And was it like North Miami or Aventura or something like that? I want to say was the other one. Let's see. Miami Games at Flanagan's is the spot. Are you, well, which one? You know what I'm saying? There's lots of them. Nico says, the hardest working man in the business is at it again. Does Big O ever sleep? Every time I open YouTube, the man is working. Well, we try, Nico. You know, we got to earn a living, bro. We're not a former player that made some good money and you can live it up. And then they go to radio or TV and they're handed stuff. You know, I can't live off of daddy's money. You know, mommy and daddy didn't leave me any kind of inheritance so I can go relax and eat at fancy restaurants every day and all that kind of stuff. You know, I'm not a silver spooner, bro. So I'm like everybody else. I got to work. I got to work to survive, you know? So I appreciate you supporting us like you always have, Nico. You're one of the early dogs in this race. That was really good, by the way. Alexa, the president of the Big O fan club, went to walk-ons with Josh and Flipper 13, right? I think he came into town and Flipper 13 is on, and they, you know, some of you that were early on in our first shows, our first months when we had 15, 20, 30 people watching, you know what I mean? You're one of those guys, Nico. I never forget that, brother. Never forget that. So appreciate you, man. Cause let me tell you, when I told people what I was doing, you're going to go and do what? You're going to do a show on your own and you're going to try to get an audience and make a living. Yeah. Yeah. That's where we're going. Yeah. Radio's dying and this is where we want to go. You know, so people like you, Nico, people like Alexa, people like Josh, you know, people like Lisa, you know, there are some of you out there that I get to see in the chat board that those are names that I've been seeing on the chat board for a little over 2 years since we started this. So I appreciate it, man. Big time. Big time. Do you think Tua isn't getting picked off because he throws a lefty ball? Love it, Sebastian. Brews Room. There you go. You know, I've been to the Brews Room on Bird Road by my house. And I went to the Brews Room once years ago in Broward. Dude, where was that one? Was it on Broward Boulevard? No, right? No, maybe Sunrise? The Brews Room? Pines. Yes, that's what it was. It was Pines. That's the one. That is the one. Isaiah, there you go. Another one. Radio needs a headstone. Oh, it's coming, Ian. But if I read to you an article I got about radio and the state of radio and some of the issues that it's having, it would trip you out. Because obviously I've got a crap ton of friends that are in radio, in low places and high places in radio in this town. And there's a reason why I broke that story yesterday. You know, it's funny, dude. So Sean, you don't know this, but yesterday I'm having fun. So I'm messing with Paul Castronovo, right? He's a buddy of mine. So I sent him the tweet. I said, hey, you guys got the Dolphins. And, you know, he's like, get the F out of here. You know, and I go, go check. And dude, he, you know, Paul is no schmuck. Paul is, you know, one of the biggest names we've ever had in this town in the last 40 years, right? In radio. So, you know, people are going to pick up the phone if Paul calls in Clear Channel. He couldn't get a straight answer from anybody. He goes to, and at the end he goes, well, I guess I'm the pregame host. Yeah, because you know why? The ink hadn't dried. They couldn't talk about it. Guess who forced them to talk about it? Somebody from Clear Channel reached out to me, by the way. From iHeart, I'm sorry, reached out to me. I can't say that name, but he goes, I don't know who you got, but you got somebody in high places. And I sent him back. I said, high, low, medium, all over the business, wherever you want, my brother. I got people all over the place talking to me. Everybody knows, everybody in the business knows my cell phone. So, you know, it's not like something that I don't get, you know. But it's just hilarious. The people, and they, nobody knew. Nobody at QAM knew. Nobody at iHeart knew. Yeah, they all found out. It's funny. It's a terrible business. Terrible business. You know, I heard after they fired Zaslow, tries to call the person in charge. They never even bothered to return his call. You fire a person, they give you years and years of service. You don't even bother to call them, bro. You people have no idea what goes on behind the scenes of this business. No idea. Good thing for all of you is I don't have any ties. So I can talk about whatever I want. You know? Because we're sustainable here, and I don't plan on going back. Ever. I'd rather quit. I've told you that before. I'm done with this. If this doesn't work, if we don't have the sponsors, if we don't have the support from all of you, I'll quit and I'll get a regular job. I'll never work for a corporation. No. None. Not interested. I'm interested in Sean and myself and now Chad with us, and we run this. We make our own decisions, and that's it. Screw the rest. All the other people do is they get in our way, and they've never done, right? This isn't that the worst part about our business? The people that have never done our job tell us how to do our job. That's the worst part about our business. You got people that have never run a radio show, and they're trying to tell you how to run a radio show. You're like, dude, what have you done? How can I learn from you, please? Show me. Crazy biz, man. Crazy biz. Nico says, we all appreciate your hard work and insight, which is why I've been here since the beginning. By the way, Twin Peaks. Oh, yep. Another great place to catch games. Yeah, we're blessed, man. You know, it's not just about the bars like hijinks we have here. We have some great, I'm not going to go trashing other bars just because we have hijinks and Sports Grill and Walk-Ons. Those are phenomenal bars. Obviously, if they weren't phenomenal, I wouldn't be tied to them. You know, I wouldn't want to be tied to a bar that you go to. Wow, I'm never going to suggest anything, you know. So, are you going in Metallica? Bro, I'll be there. I'll be there at Metallica. So, Kevin, my Twitter page, Big O Show, follow there. My DMs are open. Let's have a beer, my brother. I'm going to go early to that concert and go just take in the atmosphere, because we're going to see a show like I have never seen before and you have never seen before, because it's only 1983 and 1984. They're only playing Kill 'Em All and Ride the Lightning, baby. And Ride the Lightning is my favorite album, because this concert is a special concert by Metallica dedicated to two people that are dead. One was a band member, the other one was a tour manager, and so it's dedicated to them from that era when they were around. So they're only playing 1983 and 84. That's why those tickets, normally they're expensive because it's Metallica, but right now you need to like sell, like you've got to get a second mortgage to get those tickets. Yeah. Yeah, I know about $790. You know, when they talked about that story, I knew a week ahead of time. And I just didn't even bother to break it or tell everybody. But yesterday I said, yeah, I'm not letting this one go. This one I'm going to report. Because this one's funny. You know, broke-ass QAM losing everything. Yeah. Not that I take any enjoyment in watching QAM crumble. No. Me? No, not at all. Anyway, yeah, 790 is a shit show. Let's see, what else? Big O saying what he want like Kanye. Well, I'm not an anti-Semite. Don't even try like that. Yeah, no. I am not a divider by any stretch in any way, shape, and form, okay? Devin Jordan says, Big O, I voted early too. With your wife being a teacher, how does she feel about Ron DeSantis' stance on CRT? Yeah, it's one of those things, dude. And I'll be honest, because I don't give a crap, you know, as it is. I may not agree with all of the politics of DeSantis, but I cannot disagree with the results economically and everything else going on. Look, man, I'm never going to vote for somebody that I like everything about them. It's impossible. So I'm going to vote for what I think might be better for all Americans, not for Democrats or Republicans or anything like that. You know, so it's, and I've already seen the Chris thing once. Wasn't impressed the first go around. So, you know, it's almost like you're almost better off with the devil you know than the devil you don't. At this point. And so, you know, and I'm sure DeSantis will win this by a landslide. Like it's not even going to be a close race. And there are politics stuff that I don't agree with him, you know, on his stance with abortion. If he's going to go to that extreme, the 15 weeks, I don't mind, but if he goes to that extreme, yeah, I am going to definitely disagree with that. But what I don't agree with is, you know, the trillions of dollars and the printing and giving away money and, you know, and in our state, I don't see like you go to Washington and Portland, California, all the homelessness that's all over the place. We don't treat our cops like they do in New York, that they treat them like shit. People are stealing money and stealing anything in California, and they don't get arrested as long as it's 100 under 100. That doesn't happen here. You know, there's a lot of things that I like, you know what I'm saying? That go on here that don't go on, that are going on in other places don't go on here. So my problem with all of this is I'll never find a Republican or a Democrat that I'm going to agree with everything that they do or stand for. It's going to be impossible to find. And you guys aren't either. Okay. So unless you're a party zombie and I'm not, I will vote Democrats. I will vote Republicans. I will go back and forth. I will vote for the lesser of the two evils at this time. And that's what I have to go with. And there are things that you're going to give up in order to do this for whichever side you vote for. It's a tough one for all of us. For all of us. It's brutal. It's not, you know, but you do as you please and you do whatever you think is right. God bless you, man. It's your right. The beauty is, whoever you vote for, man, DeSantis or Crist or whatever, bro, Val Demings or Rubio or whatever stinking race you want to be, talk about Fetterman or Oz or, you know, all that kind of crap. The beauty is you're not in North Korea. You're not in Cuba. You're not in Russia. You're not in China. You're blessed. You have an opportunity to go vote. Vote. Go speak your mind and go pick whoever you think is right. Now, vote for 210, yes. Okay? That's for teachers. That one I'll tell you. I'm not going to tell you to vote for any candidate. That's up to you guys. You do whatever the hell you want. But please vote yes for 210 because that's for teachers. Okay? That's the one we have to, you know. We're screwed either way, whoever you vote in. All these candidates, you know what I'm saying? You're just whatever you think. But the 210, help out teachers, cops, teachers, and our firemen. We must, our first responders, we must take care of them. Those people are precious. Those are the greatest Americans that we have. The people that really put in a sacrifice and don't get paid enough for what they do. And they're trying to help our world. So let's protect those folks, man. Our servants, our public servants are just not our politicians, but yeah. So there you go. If you can only see one classic band in concert between Beatles, Zeppelin, or Hendrix, which would it be? Oh, you bastard. You bastard. You bastard. Damn it. That's so tough because Hendrix is the greatest guitarist of all time. Zeppelin is the greatest rock band of all time. And the Beatles are the most influential rock band of all time. Jesus Christ. There's a reason to watch all three of them. Wow. I'm going to go Zeppelin because Hendrix is the greatest guitarist. Okay. That's my opinion. It's subjective. You want to say Stevie Vai or Eddie Van Halen or Yngwie Malmsteen or whatever you want to do. That's fine. I'm not here to argue with you on that. That's an endless argument. But with Hendrix, I'm just watching the greatest guitarist of all time. With the Beatles, I might be watching the most influential rock band of all time. But with Led Zeppelin, I could be watching one of the greatest vocalists of all time. Not Freddie Mercury, but Robert Plant is up there. Jimmy Page is one of the greatest guitarists of all time. Maybe not Jimi Hendrix, but as a songwriter, he's actually better than Jimi Hendrix because he made more songs than Jimi Hendrix. But as a guitarist, Hendrix still beats Plant Page in my book, but still, Page is one of the greatest. Bonzo could be the greatest drummer of all time, or could be top three or four. Okay. And then I go to John Paul Jones. You know what I mean? See, while the Beatles are the most influential rock band of all time, they're not the greatest at anything individually. You get my drift? Paul McCartney is never going to be Geddy Lee, never going to be Flea, never going to be John Entwistle. Sorry, not going to happen. Ringo, not going to be Baker. You're not going to be Pert. I'm sorry, dude. You know, Ginger Baker would be in Ringo's dreams. You know what I'm saying? So they were great musicians because they made great music. That's what I was telling you about Page. Page made more great music than Jimi Hendrix, but Jimi Hendrix is a better guitarist. So if I had to kind of, you know, if I'm deciphering everything and going, what's the what I'm going to get the most out of it, I'm going to go Zeppelin, bro, because I get my guitar solo, I get my drum solo, I get a badass bassist, and I get one of the greatest frontmen/voices of all time. So Zepp would be my answer. There you go. I vote for the guy who lets me smoke my joint in the park without getting handcuffs. Hey, man. Whatever. That's the beauty of it, Cap for Life. If that is your agenda, God bless you, bro. God bless you. You know, Nikki Fried was for weed. You know, didn't help her, but Fried was for weed. Big O, when Austin Jackson comes back, would you move him to left guard and keep Shell at right tackle? No, I would not. I would give Robert Jones a chance before I put Austin Jackson at left guard. I would. If Brandon Shell follows up with another performance, and as I said this morning, Austin Jackson's about to become Willie Pep, right? Or is it Willie Pep or... What? That doesn't sound right. The guy that lost to Roger Maris? What's his name? It's not Willie Pep. It's, damn it. Somebody help me out, whatever. Anyway, it's something like a name like that. Not Willie Pep, but See if you could get it before the texters do. Huh? Yeah, well, they haven't gotten it yet. They haven't gotten it yet. What is it? Damn, I'm trying to remember myself. See if my computer comes with it before yours and that one. Yep. Wally. Oh, it is Wally. No, not. What did I? I didn't say Wally Pip, right? I said Willie. I said Willie. Wally Pip. Thank you. Thank you, Brett. Oh, Lordy. Neil Peart is the greatest drummer of all time. He sounded like he had six arms. You know, that's, again, subjective, bro. It's all subjective. You know, people tell you Ginger Baker. And what are you going to do, argue? It gets to a point. What's his name now? Basio. If you go look at the drummer for Missing Persons, and people go, oh, what? Get the hell out of here, bro. Missing Persons, right? People will tell you that, right? And they don't know that Cucurella was a hell of a guitarist, but they will, you know, it's this, whatever. He's never going to be looked at like, you know, but the guy played with Zappa and all that, so Cucurella was not a schmuck. And then Basio, again, another monster, under the radar drummer that nobody talks about. So drumming is one of those things that's kind of interesting. And by the way, if you want to really trip out with Basio, go to YouTube and just put Basio drum set and watch those videos that are 10, 20, 15, 18, 25 minutes long, and him putting on a show of drums. And these drum sets are, he's got like literally like 60 drums around him. It's the awesomest thing. Go check it out.
Hey, yeah. Big O.
Yes.
Just reported from Ian Rappaport, Blockbuster, the Bears are trading star pass rusher Robert Quinn to the Eagles.
They got better. Damn it. For what? Did they say? Did he say what they're trading back?
I haven't seen any major move. The NFL hasn't said anything else. He just reported it.
Thank you, sir.
Very welcome.
There you go. Chat on top of it. Robert Quinn to the Eagles. Wow. That's nuts. That really is. Stuart Copeland. I'll never say a bad word about Stuart Copeland. Jazz at heart. And listen to his drumming. It is absolutely magnificent. The fills in between, the constantly just, it's almost like he's doing one thing with one half of his body and another thing with the other half of his body. Stuart Copeland is a sensational drummer. And anybody that tells me he's the best or one of the best, it's subjective, dude. Can't argue with you. You know, it's just one of those things. It's a lot of great drummers. Just a lot. Alex Van Halen doesn't get enough credit for being a great, great drummer. Why? Because he gets shadowed by Eddie. And Michael Anthony was one hell of a bassist. Not just some of the greatest harmonies in the history of rock music, because Van Halen may have had, they were right up their top 10. And when it comes to hard rock and heavy metal, you know, I can get a little easier music. And obviously the Eagles and bands like that, their harmonies were second to none. You know what I'm saying? And Fleetwood Mac and all that kind of stuff. So there's lots of lighter music. But when it came to hard rock or heavy metal, Van Halen may have had some of the best harmonies of all time. And Michael Anthony never gets enough credit for what a great bassist he was, too. It's an interesting discussion because there's a lot of people, like I said, with Terry Bozzio, nobody will ever tell you Terry Bozzio is a top 10 drummer. Ever. Ever. Only a nutbag like me will tell you, hey, bro, you better put Terry Bozzio in there. And like people like Get out of here. And that's because you don't respect it because it's missing persons. But then you don't go look at the individual and go see what he does. Chad, I know you're a musician. Have you ever seen Terry Bozzio's drum shows on YouTube, his programs?
Yeah.
Those things are sick.
And then as I watch them, my son, he's 2.5. He's got an interest to play drums.
Right.
And I've been able to take him to, you know, the studio, and I got to send you the video. He's got a little timing. He's got a little time, like, you know, it's in him. But yeah, you get lost in those videos too. Like, God, you could watch him for hours.
Yes. So. Yes. He's so creative with it. It's awesome. He makes music just with drums. It's fantastic. So, yeah. All right. Bill Bruford. Yes. Yes. Another one. Another great drummer. You are correct, sir. Yes. I mean, it's just the way it is. You know, I remember Bruford Wakeman Anderson Howell. They came out with their own album years ago. I remember that. I bought it, actually. I still have it, I'm sure, in my collection. Chase Barrett says, the Dolphins always wait so long to make any moves they need to make. LOL. Remember, they all had us going crazy watching every free agent get signed before they finally got Armstead and Hill. So, Chase, are you complaining or something, bro? Do you have all the facts? Do you know what they traded him for? You have any idea? Do you want to trade for Christian McCaffrey? I'm just wondering. I mean, because the way you're saying, Dolphins always make us wait so long for any moves they need to make, LOL. You know, but maybe they wait for the move to be right. So, you know, you those that buy early are probably buying a little bit more desperate, and you're probably paying a higher price. Because the Christian McCaffrey, that's the first thing I asked Chad. I said, do we know what compensation is? Because I don't care that they traded for him. I care what the compensation is. All right, looks like we got Omar Kelly. What is it? Do we have it? Roquan. We're speaking with Roquan Smith. When Robert Quinn traded, he broke down having a wow. Roquan played his ass off the other night, bro. Yeah. So Robert Quinn goes to the Eagles. So if the Dolphins are going to get a pass rusher, it ain't going to be that one. All right, let's do it. Let's get to Omar Kelly. Yes, sir.